What's going on, everybody, and welcome to episode 43 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. If you're watching this on Spotify, that means that, hey, you're watching this on Spotify, and that means that you're seeing my face, and that's not something that you normally see when you're listening to the podcast on Spotify, and that is because this is the first episode that I'm recording on Riverside. As you guys heard the ad read right before the show, I do my podcast through Anchor, and Anchor sets you right up with Riverside so you can record video podcast episodes, because that's a feature that Spotify has now, and that's so incredibly awesome. So, like I said, if you're going to want to get into the podcast business and you want to also create video podcasts, Riverside is the place for you. Without further ado, let's get into what we're talking about today. First of all, I'm going to do a content check-in, talk about some of the big stuff going on my TikTok, talk about my new content schedule that I released a while ago. I have not officially talked about that on the podcast, but I figured it'd be relevant to bring up since, you know, you guys should probably know when I'm going to be uploading stuff, and talking about some of the stuff that's going on TikTok and everything, like I said. And then we're going to move into the MLB All-Star starters that were announced a couple days ago. We're going to talk about, is there any snubs in my opinion, or if there are any snubs that people are thinking of. Then we're going to round it off with just a little bit of general NFL talk. This is an NFL podcast for the most part. You guys know that. So without further ado, let's get right into the episode. All right, let's get right into the 2022 MLB All-Star starters. Of course, just announced a couple days ago. Let's start with the NL. Let's start with the we're going to go by position. So, starting off with catchers. For the NL, it is Wilson Contreras. And for the AL, it is Alejandro Kirk. Hold up. What? One second here. Alejandro Kirk, he deserved this. That's my hot take. I'm pretty sure there's not many people that are saying that he didn't deserve this, because why wouldn't he deserve this? You know what I'm saying? he's hitting .312 with 10 homers in 74 games, and I just think that the runner-up was Jose Trevino from the Yankees, who's having a great year. But he got voted in, like, he has been so good for the Blue Jays. I like it. I don't think Trevino's a snub there. For Wilson Contreras, I think he's very, very good. I think he's probably the best pure hitter on the Cubs. And, you know, Travis Arnaud from Atlanta. I know who he is. I just can't pronounce his name. From Atlanta, getting the runner-up selection. Don't hate that at all. And then for first base, I don't see any surprises here. It's Paul Goldschmidt in the NL and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the AL. You know, Pete Alonso is, in my opinion, kind of a snub in this situation here. Because, here's the thing. Paul Goldschmidt's been good. And on paper, he had a tough matchup with Pete Alonso. Alonso has 22 homers and an MLB-leading 69 RBIs for the first-place Mets in 2022. But Goldschmidt leads the NL in batting average, slugging percentage, OPS, and he's getting his fourth All-Star start, and he's been the DH. And this guy, I think, he's deserving of it, but at the same time, Alonso's just more fun. And that's, I mean, I just want to see a fun All-Star game. I think Alonso's just a lot more fun. Other than Vladdy, obviously, being a Blue Jays fan, I can't disagree with this one. And I don't even think if I wasn't a Blue Jays fan, I would. Ty France is the runner-up, and Ty France has been hitting great. Ty France, I don't know how good he was doing, but I was texting one of my buddies who lives in Seattle. He just moved there. He's my RA, actually, for my freshman year. He moved to Seattle for a job after school, and he was at a Mariners game. He sent me, like, a picture of their starting lineup because Robbie Ray was pitching. Obviously, Robbie Ray was a Blue Jay last year. Anyway, I saw that Ty France was hitting, like, .315, which I knew who Ty France was, but I did not think he was as good of a hitter. And I looked more into it. He's been great. But Vladdy, coming off of an MVP in last year's All-Star game, he's got Alejandro Kirk in the AL starting lineup with him. He pretty much destroyed Ty France in the finals, and he leads the Blue Jays with 19 homers. He has 54 RBIs. Almost 20 homers is more than Paul Goldschmidt, I believe, and 54 RBIs is no joke. I think he deserved the spot over Ty France. Look at the second base selections. Jazz Chisholm is going to start for the NL. This one, I think, is kind of a he's popular kind of thing. Jazz is great. Okay, he has 14 homers, 12 steals, 139 OPS in 60 games. That's great. But this guy, everybody loves him, and I love him, and that might be part of the reason why. This is partially a fan vote thing. I guess the same thing with, like, why Andrew Wiggins was an all-star starter in the NBA game last year, right? He maybe didn't deserve that spot, but he got it because of the fan vote. But I like Jazz, and he's in the IL, and he might not be starting. The runner-up is Ozzy Albies, who also deserves it, so either way, whoever's starting second base for the NL, they're legit. And then in the AL, it's obviously Jose Altuve. He's been great this year. He's a 156 OPS plus. That's his highest since 2017 when he won the MVP. And the runner-up, unfortunately, was Santiago Espinal from my Blue Jays. I voted for Espinal, not just because I'm a Blue Jays fan, because I genuinely believe he deserved it, but Altuve's been incredible this year. The Astros are a winning team. The Blue Jays have not been recently. And he has now broken the tie with Craig Biggio for the most in Astros history. He's his 8-time All-Star. That's crazy. Moving over to third base, neither of these are surprises. For the NL, it's Manny Machado. For the AL, it's Rafael Devers. For the NL, with Manny Machado, he has been just so underrated and so good this year. The Padres don't get talked about enough in national media because of the Padres. They're in San Diego. It's not like the biggest sports city anymore, especially after losing the Chargers. So you don't really talk about this. But this was the closest of any position, according to like the voting. The runner-up was Nolan Arenado. Both of these guys deserve to play in the All-Star game. If they could, like, rotate every inning, they should. But, like, just a few, like, this was the closest voting. This is his third career All-Star start, but first in the NL, putting an end to Arenado's 4-game starting streak. Man, oh, man. I'm getting off all this stuff off of MLB.com, by the way. Shout out MLB.com. Rafael Devers. Why wouldn't he be? I mean, this guy's been awesome this year. I mean, Devers just completely destroyed Jose Ramirez, who was the favorite in like the first round of voting. Jose Ramirez was pretty much like the dead set starter, and then all of a sudden, here comes Rafael Devers having a great year. He is in AL, the top five in the AL in WAR, hits, extra base hits, batting average, slugging percentage, and OPS. Those numbers, they don't lie. This guy's dope. Shortstop, no surprises here. Trey Turner and Tim Anderson. Trey Turner, only second time being an All-Star, but he's the second Dodger shortstop since 1970 to win an All-Star fan vote. Turner is such an electric player to watch, man. His slides are electric, and he's actually been good this year. He's very, very solid defensively. He's just a fun guy to watch. And then Tim Anderson, you know, he's batting .313 with 5 homers, 10 steals, and a 120 OPS plus over 55 games this season. The five homers is little, with Bo Bichette being a runner-up. I would agree with this one to Bichette. I think he's been better than Tim Anderson this year. When it comes to the fan vote, I think Tim Anderson's like, it's the same thing as like Jazz Chisholm. He's popular. I think Bo's pretty popular too, but when it comes to like national, it's got to be Tim Anderson for the fan vote. So the DH, Bryce Harper and Shohei. I mean, I don't agree with Shohei at all. It should be Yordan Alvarez. He's the best hitter in baseball this year. If not the best hitters in baseball this year. I'm sorry. This should have been Yordan Alvarez. Shohei is cool. I love what he's doing for the game. He's awesome for the game. But he, 18 homers, an .833 OPS. He's going to DH. And he was picked with a 4% margin over at Yordan Alvarez, who has 26 homers and an MLB-leading 1.076 OPS. He literally has better numbers, and the dude still got beat out just because Shohei is popular. That's don't like it. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I would then, like, Bryce Harper, I'm fine with that. Bryce Harper is one of the best players in baseball. There's no complaints about Bryce Harper being there. 15 homers and .985 OPS. He's hurt. I'm not entirely sure if he's playing, but the runner-up is William Contreras from the ACL, from the Braves. I don't know anything about him, so I can't really speak on him, but in the outfield for the NL, Ronald Acuna Jr., Jock Peterson, and Mookie Betts. I mean, your two other options are Starling Marte and Adam Duvall. Those are the two runner-ups. When you look at this on paper, you say, why is Jock Peterson there? But Jock Peterson's been better than both of those other two guys who were runner-ups. You know, he signed a 1-year deal with the Giants. Everybody knows that. After the, he's coming off a World Series win. He's got 17 homers and a 144 OPS plus across 72 games for San Francisco this year. That's great. Those are good numbers. Better numbers than I even expected him to have. And Acuna is such an awesome story. This dude tore his ACL 3 days before last year's All-Star game, or like a week before, something like that. And so this guy, for some reason, is able to come back so quickly. And he's just been awesome. He's been incredible, and he's been like his old self for the Braves. The Braves are literally probably like top 10 in Vegas odds for the World Series right now after losing Freddie Freeman. Like, that's crazy to me. And losing Jack Peterson. And then Mookie Betts is, I think, the best outfielder in baseball, if not the best outfielders in baseball. Nothing else to say there. And then the AL outfield, Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, Giancarlo Stanton. I would have put Teoscar Hernandez, Lourdes Gurriel, George Springer. Somebody's got to go in for Giancarlo Stanton. He does not deserve it. He's a slugger, but he's not an overall better player than any of those guys. He got a 2% margin over Springer and a 4% over Lourdes Gurriel, who are the two runner-ups. I think that either of those guys could have been put in before Giancarlo Stanton. That's just my opinion. But the other two, Mike Trout's, he's the best player in baseball. And then Aaron Judge is also the best player in baseball. They're both the best player in baseball this year. That is it. The pitchers have not been announced yet? I don't think that the pitchers have been announced yet. No, they haven't been announced yet. So that is it for our little MLB segment that we got going on. Let's move on to some... All right, so let's get right into some content stuff. Let's talk about the new content schedule that I came out with. It's pinned to my Twitter profile. If you're not following me on Twitter, at JakeTalkSports3 on Twitter, right there. Go follow me. I tweet so much. I have so many tweets. I tweet about every sport. It's not JakeTalkSports, JakeTalkSports. Anyway, a little plug there. But the new content schedule, 3 to 5 Twitch streams a week. Days and times will vary. I've kind of solidified times. The days are varying, but the time's 10 p.m. Eastern until whenever I end up like stopping the stream. That's the times. And I've been pretty comfortable with that. I've been getting like decent viewership and focus on that. I've also been kind of streaming randomly like afternoons and stuff. I will always tweet or make a TikTok when I'm streaming. I will not just go live and not tell anybody because I cannot trust Twitch to push out notifications and stuff to people who follow me because they don't do it, and they don't do it in a timely manner at least. So, you know, 3 to 5 TikToks a day. That one's the one that I'm pretty much the most confident in that I'll actually be able to keep up with, because it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, I can make TikTok videos on anything that I want to, and it's very easy to upload them and stuff. Podcast episodes drop Wednesday and Friday at noon Eastern. You guys are listening to this on Wednesday, so you guys will know that it comes out on Wednesday and Friday at noon Eastern. I have not been very good about that. I'm trying my best, though. And this episode will come out on Wednesday. There will be another episode on Friday. I'm really trying to like fit myself into that schedule. And then YouTube videos Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Let's be honest. This is an honest place. There is absolutely... I have not made YouTube videos since posting this, I don't think. I just do not have the time. I want to get into YouTube, and when there are YouTube videos, they will be Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 1 p.m. I cannot guarantee that that happens every single week, but I promise you that I want to do it. It just is taking up way too much time that I don't have at the current moment. But when I do find the time, I will be making them, and that's a promise. Talking about like series and stuff that I'm doing on TikTok and stuff, I'm about to finish the touchdown series. For those of you who don't follow me on TikTok, at JakeTalkSports03, by the way. For those of you who don't follow me on TikTok, you don't know, I'm doing a series where I'm trying to beat every single team's touchdown totals from last year with the filter. That's been going great. I got like 5 teams left. I'm going to finish it up in the next couple days here. And I just started today my record prediction videos. I released the Packers and the Vikings. I have the Lions and the Bears in my drafts. They will be uploaded by the time you're listening to this because they will have gone up on Tuesday. The day you're listening to this on Wednesday, go check my TikTok because there will be the first 2 teams of the NFC South. I think it will be the Bucks and the Saints that I'm going to be doing on that day. And then every single day I'm just going to upload 2 until all 32 teams are done. And every division is done. And then I'm going to do a podcast episode reviewing all of them and going more in-depth into them once they're all done on TikTok, because I don't want to do that now, because obviously then I would be spoiling it if you listen to the podcast episode than watching the TikTok videos, because this would be more elaborated on and stuff like that. But that's one of the big series I'm doing on TikTok. The touchdown series is one of the big TikTok series I'm doing. That's really about it. Just hit 4.1 thousand followers today on TikTok. So grateful because we just hit 4,000 like maybe over a week ago. Might even be less than a week ago. I don't necessarily remember. But thank you guys so much for that. Thank you for all the support. The podcast has been popping off. The Twitch has been doing a lot better. So as far as content goes, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. I'm just trying to fit myself more into that schedule, like I said. But other than that, it's been good. And yeah, let's just talk about like maybe one or two NFL things. All right. So like I said, just a couple of NFL things to talk about. The biggest thing is Heinz Field is getting a new name. I'm gonna call it Heinz Field, but the new name is Acrisure Stadium or Acrisure. It's an insurance company based in Michigan. It's a sharp turn from Heinz, an iconic brand that has its headquarters in Pittsburgh. It's founded in town just 5 miles away, according to Yahoo Sports. An official statement from Kraft Heinz on the stadium naming rights. While we were working diligently with the Steelers for several months around a new naming rights deal, they found a new partner willing to pay significantly more than we could justify. I hate it, dude. Heinz is such a big part of Pittsburgh. It's a big part of football. Like, Heinz Stadium is, like, one of the most iconic stadium names in football. And, like, who's next? I guarantee Gillette Stadium falls at some point. And they would never do this, but I was talking about this on Twitter with a couple people. What if the Packers just changed the name from Lambeau Field? I guess that they wouldn't do that, but if they did, honestly, I'd be inconsolable. I would hate the Packers, and that's no joke. I would probably hate the Packers. So you know, just little things like that. And then let's talk about like I have a question about like why OBJ or Julio haven't signed yet. Is it just because the wide receiver market is so broken after Christian Kirk and everybody getting their bag and stuff? I want the Packers to sign Julio so badly, man. This is how I'm going to end up the episode, is my Packers and Julio talk. Julio would be such a good fit. He's a veteran presence. Him and Rodgers would be awesome together. With Rodgers' accuracy and his route running, there's just no reason not to sign Julio Jones for the Packers. You have the money for him. Just a one-year deal. Let's go win a Super Bowl, man. Julio, if you're listening to this, I know you are. You know, I know you've been stalking my TikTok and stuff. Come to the Packers. That's really it. NFL's kind of dead right now when it comes to, like, new stuff. So, other than that, that's about all I got. So, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you're on Spotify right now, rate us, review us. That really helps us with feedback and stuff and knowing what you guys want to see. If you're on whatever platform you're on listening to this, just do whatever you can to help grow the podcast. Go follow me on TikTok at JakeTalkSports03. That's my main platform. And JakeTalkSports3 on Twitter if you want to hear me tweet and rant about random sports stuff. Other than that, that's it for this episode. I love you guys, and we will see you on Friday for episode 44.